Welcome to the Post Acute Point of View podcast, our discussion hub for healthcare technology in the out-of-hospital space. Here, we talk about the latest news and views on trends and innovations that can impact the way post-acute care providers work. We'll also dive into how technology can make a difference in today's changing healthcare landscape for home and facility-based workers and the people they care for. Let's dive in.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Post Acute Point of View podcast. I'm Rob Stoltz. I'm the Senior Director of Business Development here at Matrix Care. Today, we're really excited to have Melissa Bailey with us. Melissa is the Vice President of Sales and Business Development at Swift Medical, and we're excited to have some time with her today. So, Melissa, always good touching base with you. I think what we'll do is just kind of get background a little bit and start off in the basic background of what Swift Medical is and the problem that it aims to address in the marketplace.
Awesome. And Rob, it's good to be here to be able to talk about our company and our solutions. So thanks for having me. So Swift Medical is a healthcare technology company based out of Toronto. And even though we're Canadian based, 98% of our business is here in the US. And our purpose is really to enable clinicians to provide better care to more patients in need. And for us, the specific niche of medicine that we're involved in is wound care. So we are firmly dedicated to really improving that standard of care by transforming personal devices into medical grade technologies, because the heart of what we do is to provide a digital wound care software application to home health and health systems across the US.
Okay, well, so that's a big aspiration, I think, but certainly the product that I've seen, it's great. And I think it's interesting because if you haven't been in the business for a while, you may not know exactly what it brings to the table. Maybe we could take a minute to talk about, you know, how things used to be done in wound care and how it's done today differently. And I'm sure anyone has been in this industry for a while, there's been a marked number of changes to that with the problems that we used to see all the time. Technology does that. So if you can just lay out and tell us how what you've done through this technological innovation is really kind of revolutionizing what we used to do and making it better.
Sure. And you know, pretty candidly, most people we speak to don't fully understand the scale and the toll of the wound care problem. I started in wound care 11 years ago, and until then, I really hadn't heard much about wound care either, which I think is at the heart of the problem for where, you know, when we talk about wound care, we're talking about acute and then chronic wounds, which really are non-healing wounds that are a result of other disease processes in the body that are just not conducive to wound healing. So, you know, it's funny, you know, often when people first talk to me, they're like, you know, do you mean like a scrape or a bruise, or like, what are you talking about with wound care? And so it really is those non-healing wounds, more like diabetic foot ulcers, pressure injuries, venous ulcers. And the problem of wound care in the US is bigger than you would think, especially if you're not that familiar with it. You know, we kind of measure it by cost to the healthcare system and then how many patient lives it affects. And in 2023 alone, this is a pretty astounding amount. Medicare spent $67 billion on chronic wound care. That's just on our Medicare patient population alone. And by 2030, that will jump to $82 billion. And so the question kind of becomes, why is wound care so expensive? And a large part of it is that we are still driven, not just manual wound assessments for sure, but a lot of outdated wound treatments that are not producing the outcomes that we need to really see significant healing. So right now, if you're a nurse and you walk into the home of a patient to assess a wound, you're literally taking a paper ruler, holding it up to a wound on the body that is not, you know, that's very irregular shaped, and just with your naked eye trying to find what's the longest point, what's the widest point. And then to measure depth of a wound, oftentimes it's something like a Q-tip or another pretty, you know, basic probe. Again, just a very subjective, trying to find the deepest point in the wound. And then taking that length times width to calculate an area as if the wound was a rectangle, right? And so we really haven't traditionally given clinicians a great tool. It's very subjective. So on top of that initial measurement, Then we say to a nurse, okay, we want you to look at the wound and tell us what percentage of different tissue types do you think are within the wound bed? So, really giving nurses an impossible task. And on top of the task at hand, we know that for every 500 wound care patients, we're averaging one trained, certified wound care nurse per 500 patients. So, the majority of nurses that we're sending into the homes of patients to do phenomenal care, we're really failing them on the amount of training and understanding that they have for chronic and acute wounds. And so that's really the heart of what Swift is hoping to affect and change, is giving a better tool at the bedside to replace this archaic manual method so that nurses not just feel more competent and confident in their wound assessment, but then the agency itself has better data to be able to track healing outcomes and treatment plans appropriately.
So, Melissa, I love how you kind of just took it back to the simplest term and starting to say, what is wound care? I think we forget to do that sometimes. So kudos to you in doing that. I think the advantage of this format that we have is we can have this conversation and we don't have to, kind of be billboards out there. We can actually talk in English language, right? And so just kind of keeping in that mode. Can you break down in more specifics about the key features and functions that the software does so that we can understand those as well compared to maybe the process that you just discussed?
Yeah, for sure. So we do have the imaging aspect of our solution. So our solution is called Swift Skin and Wound, and it literally is an application that you would download onto your smartphone or smart device across iOS and Android, to utilize the smartphone technology that we kind of have in our palms and pockets every day. The sophistication of the camera technology on these devices is pretty incredible. And so it's taking technology that we already have, mobile, easily bringing it into the bedside. You open up the Swift application and literally focus a picture, take a photo to auto calculate length, width, depth, surface area, and tissue classification. So we're taking away 80% of a wound assessment that was manual. We're now replacing it with a digital solution that does all of that in just mere seconds. So we're really, and then through that, then you have the accurate data you need to take you through the rest of the wound assessment to then help you see, is the wound healing? We're no longer subjective, objectively looking at the measurements. Is it healing? Is it stalled? Is it deteriorating? How do I allocate my resources appropriately? Do we continue on the treatment plan? Do we switch it up? So it's literally an app on a phone that does all of that through AI-based technology. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot better option than the paper roller and trying to find your own way around the wound. So that's pretty cool. You touched on it just a bit at the end. Once you have the data, if you're getting the data right now because the image and the size and those types of things are now classified in a very objective way, then it seems to me that the AI that you talked about, you can really start using that and some of the machine learning on top of that. If you're getting the right data, the outcome of that would be better. So maybe you get a little bit deeper into how you're using AI and the machine learning on top of all the data you're now collecting accurately.
Yeah, and AI is all over the place right now, right? I feel like we hear about it more and more, and health systems are excited to use it, but also wanting to make sure that organizations like Swift are utilizing it appropriately. So when I think of an AI learning model, I think an important kind of baseline that I've discovered is that AI can only be as accurate and good as the amount of information going into it. So, we're coming up on our 10-year anniversary as a company. So we have 10 years of information going in, which has resulted in over 22 million images and assessments feeding the model. So we have the largest data set of any digital wound care solution on the market. And so because of that, we're feeding the AI model with so much information. That's how we're able to produce images with 95% and above accuracy. So, you think about that 22 million images that as they go into the AI model, they're all de-identified. So we follow all of the PHI and HIPAA compliance rules. We're working towards HITRUST certification by the end of 2024. So we really have the highest quality of standards as possible for our AI technology, thinking about it ethically and responsibly. But really, our data set is just unmatched in size, quality, diversity. It spans multiple care settings, and it's really designed to ensure that high performance and fair and equitable care so that, we monitor for model drift based on like skin tone and wound size and lighting. We want to ensure that there's equitable imaging happening, that you don't have to be in the perfect situation with the perfect patient for it to work. We see the same results across. So for us, our standards are really high for the model itself. And, with 45 million plus patient encounters and growing, we're really confident in the quality of the data that we're giving to our providers.
I think that all makes logical sense because now I think what I've heard is, look, we can take a great image, we can acquire a great image, we've got all this data behind it. I think technology and data for the sake of technology and data sake are great, but they're only really usable if they get the outcomes that you want. So I'm just curious if you can maybe share a little bit on experiences that you've seen or your users have seen in deploying the technology and the data solutions together.
Yeah, I'm so glad we're at this point in the conversation because exactly to reiterate what you just said, an image for the sake of an image really isn't advancing the care and the outcome that we need it to. But it's what data is our solution giving you, not just to help you make better care decisions, but to also help with, adverse event prediction as well. So, with our application across the board, we see dramatic improvement in patient care while generating significant savings for providers. So we have, I mentioned 95% clinical accuracy and above on the image itself. 44% of manual wound assessments are assessed incorrectly from the initial image, which means you could possibly be taking a wound down a treatment pathway that's just inappropriate. So when you have a solution that's 95% accurate and able to produce that assessment 80% faster than the current manual method, you see a 35% faster wound healing across the board. We see a 15% reduction in hospitalization due to wound care within home health. That number is really important because we've isolated it to the wound care population within agencies to say, what are we helping to prevent these adverse events as well? Which leads to also on average, we see a 9% reduction in visit utilization, meaning, agencies are able to look at the level of nursing care they're sending into the home and the amount of visits that they're having to do for wound care. And when you just start to have a better assessment that's leading you down a better treatment path, you're able to kind of take the nursing resources that you have and do better visit utilization with those. So those are kind of some of the data that we focus on, and the return on investment, right, that our partners want to see is that reduction in hospitalization, reduction in unnecessary ED visits, faster wound healing, and then just the utilization of the resources they have. There's also some natural supply cost reduction in there as well, right? Like if you're healing wounds faster, if you're following better treatment protocols because you're assessing and identifying wounds appropriately, you do start to see some savings in supply utilization as well. And I think a big factor for us is even with all of this, right? We know we're affecting positive outcomes. We know that we're servicing our agencies. But what do the nurses at the bedside feel about our solution? Because we understand that there are nursing shortages, that especially in the home health setting, we're sending nurses into homes. It's not as if you can grab a friend down the hall like in a hospital setting. Our clinician satisfaction averages 86% across the board, and that continues to grow as an agency year after year utilizes the solution. So that's a key metric for us as well, because we want to make sure that the nurses are satisfied with the solution we're giving them.
So, Melissa, we've talked about some specifics in the types of wounds. We've talked about some of the specific features, but are there specific case studies or examples that you might be able to share with us that you've measured the effectiveness and can actually give us some details on that?
Yeah, for sure. So we have some specific case studies around clinician optimization, reduction in visit utilization, and reduced hospitalization. So we'll just kind of walk through a few of those. So we were working with an agency that really was trying to maximize the use of an RN versus an LPN, LVN model in the home. And so prior to adopting Swift, they were using about 84% of an RN base for all of their wound assessments in the home, and then about 16% LVN or LPN. So every time a patient needed a wound assessment in the home, they were sending a pretty expensive resource into the home. And what they found by adopting Swift is that after that initial assessment, as the wound was progressing and doing well, they could actually utilize more of their LPN, LVN staffing that ended up being about a $15,000 savings per branch across a 5-month period that generated $36,000 annual savings per branch. So we started to kind of get into the hundreds of thousands of dollars for this organization. And the great thing was their outcomes didn't suffer because they were able to utilize LVN, LPN versus an RN model because the data that they were getting came back to show them after that initial assessment, when the wound is on the correct healing trajectory, you no longer needed that expensive RN resource in the home doing those assessments. You could send an LPN, LVN into the home, and then utilizing our data and monitoring from afar, they were able to make sure the wound was still progressing. So it really was just giving them that deeper insight and data that they needed to help them know how to triage their staff appropriately to just produce more cost effective while also preserving and ensuring the care quality of the patients. So I think that's a really great one because we're always looking for, how can we better utilize our staff? And it's often in hidden ways like that, where we're sending a certain level of care provider into the home without necessarily understanding, does that visit need that level of care? Or could we, kind of send another resource in and still have positive outcomes? So it ended up being a significant cost, per nursing visit, which was pretty exciting for them.
Anything that has that positive of a impact on staffing is really very beneficial to agencies these days.
Yeah. And I think, another one that is really interesting was the reduced hospitalizations. No one wants that adverse effect, right? Or that adverse outcome. If we're giving, good care in the home, the last thing that we want is to see a hospitalization due to wound care while they were under, our treatment for that wound. So we looked at, again, it was a national organization, Home Health Enterprise Organization. We looked at their 60-day wound-related hospitalizations, and we saw a downward trend over that 60-day period from the previous 15 months. So what we saw was a significant reduction in the 60-day hospitalization rate. And so total across their patient population, there were about 250 fewer wound-related patient hospitalizations per year, which produced over a $3 million annual savings for the organization. So we were really proud of this one to be able to show like that average downward trend. And really for this agency, what it came down to was just an overall focus on wounds, monitoring it week after week, being able to look at the data to get ahead of a wound that was stalled or a wound that was deteriorating. Before, it was a lot of guesswork and they kind of felt like they were behind the game. But by getting better data, they were able to intervene more quickly in the treatment pathway, communicate back to the provider to say, hey, the wound is stalled. The data is showing us it's deteriorating. We need to switch it up. We need to change the treatment plan. We need to try something else with this patient. So it really was, having quicker access to data, telling them where they needed to focus their time that helped to reduce the hospitalization so significantly. And for any home health agency, their wound care population, it's about 30% of their wound care population. So if you can kind of, think about, okay, 30% of the wound care population, and let's say 3 to 5% of that 30% has the potential to be hospitalized due to inappropriate wound care, those numbers start to add up pretty quickly.
Yep, and they have a adverse impact on the agency overall and clinician morale and all of those things. So, yeah, I mean, those are great numbers and exciting for organizations that may be struggling right now with some issues around wound care type patients that are obviously the complexity is just really tough to address. So those are exciting numbers. I'm kind of curious though, like you have to deploy this in a bunch of different ways, right? And as anybody knows who starts using any kind of technology, the deployment is always challenging because it changes behavior. The outcome being positive, but it's like that construction sign, inconvenience. What is that? Temporary inconvenience for permanent improvement, right? So how is it that you go and work and maybe collaborate with healthcare systems and even ecosystem vendors like ourselves, like MatrixCare here, in making this a part of what they do normally and making that a smooth process?
Yeah, so I think at the heart, we want to, we continually say as an organization that we are clinician focused digital wound management because we know that our solution is going into the hands of the nurses in the homes of the patients. And so we want to make sure that if we're providing a positive experience for the nurses and equipping them with a good tool, that that will produce a better patient experience and better patient care. And to do that is anyone that's worked within healthcare for any amount of time, you quickly realize just the burden of documentation within healthcare. So for us, it was just a non-starter to not have an integrated solution, which is why our partnership with MatrixCare has been so key because our solution is integrated into the MatrixCare system. We're trying to eliminate as much double documentation as possible because the last thing that we want to do is provide a great tool that exists outside of that ecosystem. So for us, it really starts with the integration. I was at a conference last week where one of the speakers just flat out said, we don't need another app for our staff to go into. So it's really important for us to keep that integration with MatrixCare strong so that we give a positive experience to the nurses and they're able to document in Swift, close it out, be back in MatrixCare. And the data funnels over into that patient chart. So for us, I think that's really key. And then the solution itself, we're constantly improving. We send out regular clinician surveys to say, what can we do better? How can we make this better? So hearing key feedback like, hey, we're having to click around too much. We really want single scroll documentation. That's just one example of how we listened to what our clinicians are saying would make their lives easier out in the field. And so we launched that feature this quarter for them. So there are just a lot of really great ideas and a commitment to continued excellence that Swift has in the development of our application. And then when you onboard as a client, our customer success, our implementation team is all led by our Senior Vice President of Clinical Success, who is a clinician herself. So we very much believe in a clinician training model, a clinician support model, because we want to make sure that you are being supported and trained by a team who has been in your shoes at the bedside, giving great clinical care so that they understand what your day is like, just to make it a more holistic approach to partnership.
Right. Well, look, I always enjoy getting to sit down and talk with you because, like this session, I learn a lot and I love to understand how the progress keeps happening in this space. So I just want to say thank you for joining us today to really break it down in easy terms for us as to how this technology works and how it has an impact on these organizations. So thank you very much for your time. We appreciate that. We appreciate the partnership as well. And look forward to just getting the ongoing work that we get to do with you guys.
Yeah, thank you. We were honored to be featured in your podcast. So we just appreciate the opportunity. And the more we can spread about our organization, ultimately just means the better wound care outcomes we can see for patients across the continuum. So always happy to talk about wound care. So thank you.
You're welcome, and look forward to our next conversation. Thank you, Melissa.
That concludes the latest episode of the Post Acute Point of View podcast. We have a lot of guests and topics coming up that you won't want to miss, so be sure to subscribe. To learn more about MatrixCare and our solutions and services, visit matrixcare.com. You can also follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Thank you for listening. Be well, and we'll see you next time.